Can you comment on the percentage of your campaign contributions from within and outside of our district, and how do you anticipate this affecting your decision-making if elected? So it's two questions. Comment on the percentage of in and out of the district funding, and what will it do to your decision-making? Jonathan first.
I'm very proud of the campaign that we've run. We, as of Monday, 2 days ago, have the highest number of contributors for any state house campaign in Alaska. We have 420 unique contributions to our campaign. We have the, if not the, one of the smallest per capita donations to our campaign. This is the kind of politics I think that we should aspire to. And it's not the kind of campaign that we've run, and I'm immensely, immensely proud of that fact. And we have more in-district contributors, well, more than any other district in Alaska. And I think that's the kind of grassroots energy that we need. And the fact of the matter is, when you accept campaign contributions, you're either getting support from people who believe in you as a person, or you're getting support from interest groups that support or are expecting something in return. And our campaign, I'm proud to say, has been very much the former. We've been getting small contributions from many people. And that's the way I think politics should be done. And we're really proud of that. And yet, we haven't sacrificed the total amount of revenue that we've come in, that has come in. Bill and I have been raising actually about the same amount. We just raised basically the same amount. We had $500 more in the last year period, but it's been par. So we've been very proud of the way that our campaign has been financed. And I think that's really important, to have sort of an honest politics with integrity, where people feel they're part of the system, they can make investment in the system, make investment in people they think are really going to represent their values and their needs.
I'll have to be honest, my district is pretty poor up until I got Sitka. I think Sitka's got more money per capita than probably the rest of the district that I represent, maybe excluding some richer people in Haines maybe. But when you go into a village, it's very hard to take away $10, $20 when they're paying light bills of $400 or $500 a month for running a few light bulbs. Being the co-chair of finance, I can't, you know, you sit there and you're representing the state. It's not the district. I represent the state. I represent the region. I had a fundraiser in Ketchikan, and I just recently had one in Anchorage. But I'm the co-chair of finance. I have a statewide perspective. I can't just say, oh, this is just District 34, so I'm just going to concentrate and put all the operating money into that. You have a half broader mind, open vision. And I don't spend much of the time looking at my financials like my other people do. They look into it more in detail than I do. But I had my wife look through there, and I think almost, I'm going to guess, close to 10% have come from fishermen, you know, gill netters and even some seiners. So, and did I get a troller money? Maybe not shrimp fishermen, but still, you know, over about 10 grand of that has come from fishermen. Again, it's very hard to walk into a community that doesn't have any money and say, hey, I want some of your money. I raised more money in Cordova, and that was a fishing town in the past. And I can't do that anymore. I don't do that. I think it's wrong. I do have a meet and greet this week, but it's my first one because I don't know the people of Sitka to go out there and say, give me $20 or give me $10 or I won't leave you. And I mean, but I think I'm respected enough in my time in the legislature and the people that I know that I get contributions from outside the district. And I'm not ashamed. What can I say? One of the most cherished checks I ever got was from Walter Soboloff for $20. And I, you know, we Xerox every copy of every check, and he says, so proud of you. And then when I won, I think I said at the AMB that my grandmother and my mother were smiling from heaven. And so, you know, we take big, little, yes. And then I don't sit there. My wife is my treasurer. We do it in-house. And I don't, you know, I think I sent back one check one time, but that's because I had problems with the person. So anyway, thanks.